My name's Paula Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's 23:15 on Friday the 10th of July. Could you please tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you come from?
Anne Foster. I come from Middlesbrough. It's the 12:51. It's my date of birth. I go under the name of Anne Foster, but it's actually Anne Walshaw. But that's my pre-married name.
How are you feeling about going on the plinth?
Anxious. A bit excited. Not sure I'll remember anything that I've planned to do. Hoping I will. Hoping that I'll raise a few laughs.
How did you first find out about the project?
I got an email from a friend who said, hey up, have a look at this website and I've applied for it and why don't you? And I looked at it and thought, that is absolutely something I'd never do, never want to do. And I thought, why don't I do it?
So what inspired you to apply?
Well, the main inspiration was because it was something I'd never ever dream of doing, and I'd put myself in the picture in that way. I'm just not that type of a person. I'm not extra. I appear like extrovert, but I'm not. I'm quite shy. And I thought, well, you know, you get to a certain age, and you think, I need to do it. You know, I need to be different. I need to change, or I need to at least sample the difference. So that was one of the reasons that inspired me. And the other one was, I thought, well, wouldn't it be good to create a work of art while being the subject of a work of art? That would be an interesting thing to do as an artist. I thought I'd do that. That would be interesting. So that's the second thing. Was there anything else that inspired me? Just the chance of being selected from a lot of people. That was a little bit of an inspiration.
How does it feel to have been picked as one out of 2,400 people?
As one of 2,400 people. Well, I've not really thought about it in the group sense. I never thought about it individually. What's it like to be picked? Terrifying. Well, it's just not the sort of thing I'd do.
How did you first feel when you found out you had your place?
Oh my God, can you do it, Sarah, my friend? then found out you couldn't transfer it, so, you know, she really wouldn't let me not do it. So she's been encouraging me all the way, even wanted to run away many times.
So what are you planning on doing?
I'm planning on singing a couple of little songs, depending on, there was a child in the audience just then, so I'm a little bit nervous about doing one of the songs I'd planned. I don't think, you know, even though it's so late, I didn't expect children really to be around. A little comedy, but I'm also going to paint the Angel of the South.
What's the Angel of the South?
It's wherever it turns out to be.
Why have you chosen to do that on the plinth?
Why not? Because I'm an artist, because I wanted to do something that was close to me, that was important for me. I do people, I've done angels before. And I just thought, whilst in London, I'll do an angel, why not? You know, Anthony Gormley, is he from the North? He is, isn't he? Of course he is. Did the Angel of the North, a fantastic piece of work. So I'll do the Angel of the South. I'll do it. It's my piece of work. It might not be great, but it'll be mine.
So you've mentioned a couple of times that you're an artist. Would you mind telling us a bit more about that?
AnneFoster.net, Blue Viper Galleries. I'm a figurative artist. I'm into painting, though, not sculpture. Printmaking and photography. And I do things that are from the imagination. I trained for 7 years in psychotherapy, and it released me from a lot of the art I was doing, and I work far more now from my imagination.
Are you still involved in the psychotherapy as well?
Well, I might maybe returning to it shortly. In fact, this year. I keep saying I'm just aware of that. It's a nervous thing. I may be returning to it this year.
So what are your hopes of what might happen when you're up on the plinth?
I'm hoping that I can actually fill that hour, entertain people a little bit, produce a piece of work, and also get some inspiration for doing more work really at home, because the piece of work that I produce up there, I think it's going to be interesting to work against my nervousness. That's going to be very, very interesting for me. And although the piece that I produce may not be something that I value particularly, it'll be valuable just for that one, just for that reason. It might not be valuable as a statement or an image, but it'll be valuable for the process that took to create it. And also, I think that it will give me lots of inspiration for doing more pieces.
Do you think you'll do anything with that piece of work when you come off the plinth?
I've no idea. But the experience of the plinth I will definitely do more with.
And what do you think you might do after you've been on the plinth?
I have no idea. I will let that that inspire me. Because, I've looked up at it. It's very inspiring, isn't it? I mean, just to be up there and above everybody, that high up, lit up, and people are all looking at you. That's never happened to me in my life, anything like that. I've never been on a stage, so that'll be fantastic.
Do you think you might use the plinth to promote your work?
Oh, yeah, my website's going down my arm.
Can you tell us a bit about the outfit you're wearing?
I'm a fat ballerina. I'm a fat ballerina.
Have you got any fears about going up on the plinth?
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Any expectations about what might happen when you're up there?
The expectations are that I'll complete the things that I intend to do, but like then, just then I had something more to say and my mind went blank. So I'm just hoping that when I get up there, my mind doesn't go blank. I'm hoping I can keep... You see, that's the fear. That's what's always stopped me being an extrovert, because I become conscious of me instead of losing me in the experience. So that's going to be dead interesting, actually losing me in that experience, so that I can concentrate on what I plan to do without feeling conscious of everything around me and now people looking at me, are they laughing at me, are they laughing with me? You know, it's going to be very interesting for me.
And how has your experience to date been since you first applied around the whole process?
Yeah, terrified, as I've said. I haven't got many other words to say, really. I've just been terrified about the whole process, and every day I've wanted to run away and not do it, which is why I'm here doing it.
So we're trying to get a picture of the people who are involved in the project and a portrait of the UK. So we're asking people what's important to them in their lives. Would you mind telling us something that's
important in my life? It's a huge question, isn't it? It's caring about people. It's about making friends, and even though I may not be instantly attracted to somebody, it's still about finding out about them, and trying to find something that is likable. It's about animals and nature, and I get very upset over the destruction of nature, very upset, and people hurting people and people hurting animals. I hate it, absolutely hate it. It makes life sometimes just not worth being here. It feels so bad, you know, so I feel strongly about that.
Will you be doing anything to promote that on the plinth?
Those feelings, only in so much as I want to make people laugh and do something, you know, that's it's kind of the other side of pain, isn't it, and suffering, to lighten somebody's heart. Although I can't say I've ever been a clown before, you know, and I've not practiced, so I don't know what I'm going to do even, you know. I don't know how good I'll be, probably... Not very good. I don't know. I was going to swear then, but I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
Well, Have you ever done anything like this before?
Nope. Never. Anything faintly like this before.
And if you had to describe yourself or paint a picture of yourself in words, what would you say?
I'd say I was a middle-aged woman that loved animals. I've got three dogs. That never went out of her way to hurt anybody, but stood up for what she believed, lived an ordinary life, created some fine pieces of art, I hope, well, yeah, I believe. And was good at many things, really. Not great at many things, but good at many things. And was interested in many things.
Would you mind telling us about the pieces of art you've made?
Where do we start, really? I'm interested in shapes and forms and not having subjects in paintings. All paintings seem to have subjects. Mine don't have subjects, although they have people in them. They don't take centre stage. And what's important is somehow obliterating them with shapes. So I like things to be behind things, be partly hidden and partly revealed. Well, that's two parts of the same coin. And I choose people, but really it could be abstract. Maybe it couldn't. I suppose they're getting a bit more abstract.
Okay, you've mentioned your love for animals a couple of times. Would you tell us a bit about that, please?
Well, I've got three dogs. Two of them were second-hand. One of them I bought. The one I bought's an absolute little bugger and rules my life. She is so demanding, and it's just like having a child. And she's only 12 months and she understands just about anything I say to her. My love of animals. I feed loads of birds. I live on the top floor in Scarborough overlooking the sea, and the seagulls come knock on the windows for the breakfast. And they started it. I didn't encourage them. They jump on my bedroom window and it's quite away from where I feed them, so I don't know how they know it's me when I get up, but they do. And how bright are they? You know, here we are killing things. You know, I mean, seagulls get, you know, killed off in various seaside towns, and they're so bright, so intelligent. It's such a tragedy. And I live that high up there. I watch some sad things, you know, birds pouncing on other birds' nests and you know, ripping the heads off babies. Oh, sad's this kind. Oh, God. You know, so, you know, and it's, you know, animals aren't always cute. But, yeah, I feed the birds. I look after the ones near me anyway. What was the question?
Well, I love of animals.
I love of animals. God. Yeah, you know, I mean, I have a park opposite me, and I hate it when they cut down the grasses, because I wonder where, you know, the little voles are going to be. You know what I mean? How are they going to camouflage themselves and survive the hunting birds? And I'm always finding them dead on the paths, you know, voles. But I think that's cats rubbing them. I don't know. I mean, I hated it. I hated it when the park cut all the bushes down as the birds were nesting, you know. I hate things. I mean, why do they do things like that? You know, why do they spray poisons on the grasses when there's little living things in them? So, I mean, they're just petty things, aren't they? But the immediate things to me, you know, the things I see every day, and make me sad.
Have you brought someone with you today?
Yes.
Who's coming with you?
Sarah, my friend.
And is there anyone watching you online?
Oh, yeah, yeah. About 50 people, I don't know. Quite a lot.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we finish the interview?
Oh, yes, there is. The other thing I'm going to do is that the nice students at Westwood College have given me a tape of their songs to play whilst I'm up there, so I'm going to put some music on as well.
Is that somewhere you work?
Or? No, it's not, but it's my best friend. is at that college, so she organised it. I needed some music, and she said the students there would love to put some together. So they've actually got a CD, and they've taken from the CD some songs, and I'll be playing that.
And do you think they'll all be watching you?
Oh yeah, they'll be dying, won't they, for that. They gave me a poster, but I can't take it up because it's too heavy. So I've taken the poster off and I've wrapped it up, so I'm going to hold it up. It's about the best I can do. So at some point. But an hour's, well, I suppose it is a long time, isn't it, an hour? I can fit everything in.
Anything else you'd like to say before we finish?
Well, the people here have been all cheerful, haven't you? Is that what you've all been chosen for? Because for your cheerful little faces? It seems not that way to me, anyway. You've all been cheerful and very helpful. Perky.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.